on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. Tonight I have with me MIG Chainsaw Chester.
Wait, Jeff. I thought I was Mr. Pete.
What?
I'm not Pistol Pete?
No. MIG Chainsaw Chester, retired.
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 Good. I'm glad
Jana,
you didn't say
MIG
it.
Death by Gucci. And Jennifer, the Mafia Wars loot lady. What's up?
What's
up?
Same old stuff.
Dexter. Hell.
You did what to what?
Yeah, right.
Where are you, in China?
Yes, I am. I'm thinking of relocating here. It's lovely.
That's nice.
Mhm. Thanks.
Not everybody talks
internet
once.
Tonight, so yeah, we're having an internet issue tonight on the show, so delayed
cool.
reaction.
So we're connecting whatever way possible.
Exactly. Exactly.
There's been a lot of that going on.
Mhm.
It seems like a lot of people are saying they have internet problems.
Yeah, Jen spent the night at Kinko's.
Oh, don't tell anybody that.
She went to Kinko's.
Yeah, my internet went out like right after all the new stuff got released, and they said they were doing repairs. So I was like, oh, this is unacceptable. And I couldn't sleep, so I went off to Kinko's in the middle of the night in Las Vegas.
Well, how don't you find a Starbucks?
That's what we said.
I couldn't find a 24-hour one.
Yeah, they're
not. You don't have the
nice.
Internet to find that? Why don't you use the internet to find it?
Because I couldn't. I was switching on my phone.
Because you didn't have an internet.
Google it.
Besides that, she might come across that one guy that left us the rant the one time from Starbucks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he was awesome. He'd keep you up. That was pretty funny.
Well, there were some interesting people at this Kinko's at 3 in the morning.
I would imagine so.
In Las Vegas. Yeah, I would bet so.
But they don't
so
have
what's
slot
going
machines
on?
At Kinko's, so that's cool.
No slot machines at Kinko's?
No. The only place in Las Vegas.
Now you've given them an idea, though.
I know.
Next time that's there will right. be.
I'm surprised, because there's slot machines everywhere in Vegas. So
yep.
I think for break time or something, the employees would pull together.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Yep.
Oh, I had a rant. Oh.
You had a rant?
Yeah.
I got a rant, too.
You have a rant
somebody
about?
Said we were boring, and we sounded like we were just chatting in our living rooms.
We are.
We were.
It's pretty much.
Yeah, I replied to that rant. I am absolutely very boring. I'll fully admit it. And actually, that's what I'm going to cover in the Spockholm report tonight, because one of the comments he made, too, was something to the effect of that he hates scripts. And I said, in my response, I said, I think what you mean to say is that you don't have an understanding of what scripts are to whether or not to actually truly hate them. But the reality is that, you know, scripts as a whole, most are not used or designed to do anything that's going to give you an unfair playing advantage over one other player. There are some out there, granted, but most of them, at least the ones that we've been creating as of late, aren't down that, you know, don't head down that path. So, for example, like, you know, repeat job that we've got, that doesn't offer an unfair playing advantage. You can only expend the amount of energy you've got, and it doesn't affect anything to do with any other player in the game other than yourself.
Right.
So, you know, along those lines, Martin updated the repeat job to now support the bandits.
Bandits? You know,
yeah. And then in that same new district that came out with the bookie, we've got a new boss fighter script. Again, it's nothing that gives you an unfair playing advantage. It just saves you mouse clicks. So if you really truly learn about what scripts can do for you, you can learn the power that they have to help you, not to hurt you, nor to hurt your opponents anymore. Now, there are scripts out there. I mean, Assassinator is designed to attack a bunch of people, you know, that you could do manually, but it'd take a little bit more cunning and skill to do it manually to be able to find the right targets and so on and so forth without a lot of screen jumping and everything else that we've always faced with fighting. But for the most part, again, these are things that are just simple pieces of code that help a player play this game. Another one that is kind of new, and here's another example of another one, is the new one called the Defender. And it's actually a script that helps you decide which items in your inventory you're willing to relinquish to help with the family properties as far as defending the family properties. What it'll do is it'll capture your inventory and display it on your screen and tell you all your combined items with the highest scorings on them and make recommendations based on those values, you know, what you should replace within your family properties to get the best defense score for your family properties. Now, there's one caveat that goes with it, which is that the property, the recommendations right now will also tell you or make recommendations even if you only have one of the item. So for those that are collectors, you know, that one item, you may want to hang on to it and you may want to add something else in its place. So that's just something you need to be aware of, that it makes recommendation based on the scores, not based on how many you have in your inventory. And I would suppose that, you know, Ike maybe at some point will add an option that will let you, you know, make a recommendation based on having a quantity of two or more or something. But, you know, even that's questionable depending on what the items are. And then, go ahead.
He said he was going to look into doing that.
Right, yeah, so, but...
Who's going to look?
Ike.
For the Defendor,
yes. Because he defends your property. And then it has built into it the Suggestinator.
We need another Nader.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And then the last one is the Gift Blaster. Got some updates to allow people to manage their own lists for items and so on and so forth. So, you know, there's a couple of... So it's been a busy week at Spockholm for updates and things that's gone on, changes that we've made to existing Spocklets for the game and some new stuff that came out, too.
That sounds busy.
Very busy they were.
So, did I miss anything, Jen?
You talked about the Gift Blaster update.
Gift Blaster, Defender, new boss fighter, and we had the repeat job with the bandits.
Yep, I think that's it.
Thank you.
Have yourself a beer.
No!
Well, you did mention it like a while ago.
Oh.
But the boss fight monitor is out for everyone.
Yep.
And the beta, which you talked about it a few shows ago.
Yeah.
And for are now starting to use it and, you know, get comfortable with it.
Yep. And for those that don't remember what that is, that's basically a script that you can run while you're doing the actual family boss fight. And it'll help you determine who's scoring when and who's running up the rage meter and that kind of stuff.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it kind of gives you some indicators on the activity that's going on in the family boss fight so that you can figure out who that person is that's running the rage.
The drama.
Yeah.
It's funny, too. Yeah.
I feel it coming.
But anyway, to the point of the ranter, you know, yes, there's times we're absolutely boring because there's not a lot going on in the game.
And they write scripts. Come on.
Yeah, we write scripts. But, you know, like I said, to my point, there's lots of great scripts out there that just help an individual player do their part of the game without having any impact on anyone else. So the premise of actually hating scripts is kind of short-sighted, in my opinion. Now, hating scripts that are used to create an unfair playing advantage, I don't disagree with you. I mean, I have an aversion to the Mafia Wars autoplayer because it does everything for you. But that's just my personal take. There's plenty of people out there that believe it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. And you look at the coding in it, and it's a great piece of work. But the premise premise that we go under is that each individual script we create is unique and separate because it has to have some kind of manual intervention. If we wanted a script that would do everything for us, we could write that, but we've chosen to take this stance that everything is a unique individual decision, custom to each person to make that decision on which one they want to use, when they want to use it. So we allow a lot of flexibility on behalf of the player to make these choices for themselves. To me, that's a separation of what is a bot and what is not a bot. Now, that's just my personal take, and other people have other varying opinions on it, but that's kind of where we stand, at least, you know, at Spockholm with what everything we create, we try to create with the premise that it's a standalone. And if you want to use it, it's there. If you don't want to use it, it's fine. You know, there's inventory history, stats history, mafia manager. All these things help you as a player get a handle on your game. And if you choose not to use it, that's your prerogative. But maybe you're not aware of all the things that are out there that would just help, you know, you manage your stuff without having to create separate, you know, Excel spreadsheets and everything else, which lots of people have had to do in the past to just monitor their own stats from, you know, point A to point B in time and history. So
there's something for everyone, really.
That's what, and there really is. And, you know, there's lots of stuff out there, and there's good and bad, and there's, you know, it just depends on what you're looking for. And anything that's written can be turned for evil. I mean, if someone wanted to turn it around that way, you know, you can use the assassinator to sit on the same target, you know, 150 times or until the bully meter gets triggered. But the reality is most people don't do that. You know, you choose the default, you hit the person 20 times at maximum. If you don't ice them, it moves on. So anyway, that's about a wrap up for us, but lots of new stuff. There's, you know, check our wall on Facebook, and there's stuff there that's been posted about some of the new stuff. You know, and some of it you'll see if you use some of these tools anyway. So, but anyway, you know, it's the stuff we do.
And I helped with the Defendor because Martin and Pete and Mike were not online. So Ike was asking me to look for all the stuff under Inspect Element. It was crazy.
Yeah, and I have to apologize to Ike. He asked me for that, to look that up on an account, and I couldn't get around to it. And so I'm glad
you apologize to me.
Well, yeah. I said I'm glad you got around to learning. It was a learning experience.
Now they're going to expect even more from you.
That's right.
He must have thought I was really stupid because I was like, well, what do you mean by this? Well, I don't know what that means.
Well, if you don't ask, you'll never know.
But,
they had to ask at one point, right?
But he sent screenshots, so I eventually figured it all out. But
yeah,
that was not pleasant. But I did enjoy learning.
We're proud of you.
No, I don't know anything about computers. Well, I guess I do now, but
it's a work in progress.
From hanging out with you guys.
Well, what's going on in the blog? Have you been busy this week?
Yeah, well, you know, it's actually been pretty nice because we haven't had too many events. And then they released this new Secret District, but it had two features with it. So it was kind of like getting three events at once.
Yeah, a little different.
Yeah, the Secret District is by the bookie, and that's just like every other Secret District. But there's a boss fight with it. And the odd thing about this boss fight is you have to defeat the boss before you can move on to the next level. And I think they might have done this to kind of stop those energy players from serial leveling from the Secret District. Because it's funny, on my energy account, when I attack the boss just one time, I have no health on that account, I'm dead. So I have to constantly reheal, and it's almost impossible to do. And I'm still on bronze trying to do it. And I probably would just give up. But I think they did that to prevent energy players. And what they also did is they added these things called bandits. And they pop out of nowhere, but they will mess with you if you don't want them.
It's like the dog on the little rascal.
Yeah. And then if you do want them for like a blog post or to write a script to kind of bypass them, they don't appear anywhere. But it has been determined that you can get them on mastered or unmastered jobs.
Yep.
They seem to come in waves, and then they'll just magically stop. And there's three types. One will steal half the cash you get from the job. Like, who cares? The other one will steal half the experience, and that's a big deal because people that are very strategic about their using leveling, the right ratios and leveling, they're going to kind of get screwed over that. Obviously, it affects with the repeat job because the third bandit, the job bandit, he comes out and you can't do that job till you get rid of him. And getting rid of these bandits isn't a big deal. You just click on the eliminate, but it uses one of your crew positions.
Right.
So you have to constantly replenish those, but I have not figured out a pattern. And one of my accounts has yet to get a bandit.
Well, and the other thing that's really odd about this one is that they've changed the concept between, you know, like in your crew slots, they've created this sniper role that's supposed to help you, you know, prevent you from getting bandits. Well, the problem, though, is that you don't add a person to that position just like you do any of your other crew.
The sniper with the cross arrows.
Right. If you click on that, you actually have to go out and run a request to try to fill that position. If you can fill that position, then that hides the bandits for a while.
Oh, okay. So that's what that means.
Right. But the problem is it's not done. I mean, we've gotten so used to all you had to do is click on that position, and then it would take a person out of your queue and put them in there.
Uh-huh.
Well, apparently they had to make it different this time for this position. Why wouldn't they just allow you to fill a sniper position with someone from your crews?
Okay, I see what you're saying.
See what I'm saying now?
Yeah.
So that's really frustrating because it's like, why did they have to change it now that makes it a completely separate request to fill the sniper position? Why wouldn't they just let you use a crew position to fill the sniper position and then put the timer on it that's only good for so many, you know, iterations or so much time, and then it expires just like other crew positions would anyway?
Right.
Tracking with me?
Yeah. When your sniper position is filled, does it show a person inside of it?
I think it does.
I think so.
No. And like my one account has never gotten one, and I haven't done anything with the crew requests.
Hmm. That's why I was curious, because you actually go to a separate request screen to make the request, and as I understand it, if person accepts it, their face is going to show up in there like any other ones, but...
Yeah. So I haven't even made a blog. I made a blog post about it from what Mafia Wars told us, and actually they did a pretty good job, and it was timely. Like, their post came out the same day that the Secret District came out.
Surprise.
Yeah, so I felt better at least just posting that until I have time to actually get these bandits and go through it all.
Bandits?
Do I keep bandits?
Bandits. You're doing fine. You say it just fine.
Okay. That's how we say it. Mm-hmm.
That's how we say it in Vegas.
Yeah, so they roll. I don't even think Chester knows for sure what the bandit is.
The one-armed bandit. That's what they call people that play slot machines before they became automated to take your money faster.
I know, what a drag. Name. Yep.
Yeah. And I don't think it's as big of a deal as we're making it, because they seem to come in waves. So if you get hit with one of these, it just like either wait it out or if you have the job bandit, you can go do another job, and it looks like you can only have two going at the same time.
And it just freezes up that particular job that it comes up on.
It'll pop up on the next job you do, but then I found if you go to another one, it just, you can either just let it run out. The job bandit, it doesn't take anything from you. It just prevents you from doing something. So I wouldn't waste crew requests on that. I would just let that timer run out.
Right.
Right.
So there's kind of a 3 events in one. The Secret District, the boss fight, Carlo the coach. Another thing about this boss fight is you can use stamina, which that's what we asked for. And also ammo items that drop during jobs, fights, and robs. But the stamina is on a gradient. So the first attack will be 5 stamina. The second attack is 10, and it keeps going up. It never does go back down. And you can only...
So it's like a family boss fight, but you don't have someone there feeding your fatigue and rage.
Right. And your health matters in these boss fights, because they do damage to you.
And you can be dead in a regular one.
Right.
Right.
But healing's easy. You just heal like you normally do. And there's combos, and the consumable used for the Secret District jobs is also one of the ammo items. So you can ask for them. You can use your stream scanner to find them in the news feeds. But I think you're only limited to 10.
I didn't quite get what beating them up with a 10 key would do.
A 10 key?
That's what it is, 10 key.
What?
The calculator. Why? It's a 10 key.
Oh, that's what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I don't...
Calculator where
it's
I come
an
from.
Accountant's calculator. They call it a 10 key. I said, oh, I'm going to knock Coach upside the head with a 10 key.
It's tax season, you know, it happens.
Yeah, that's right. That must be it.
Yeah, and then Ike was all excited because on the 10 key... the pie is the number showing.
Yep.
Oh, and then he gets so excited with numbers.
Yes. 3.14592 6 5
Okay, stop.
I could go on forever.
Yeah, you could, literally.
Unfortunately, she can.
Yeah, just don't. So, and we got an ice season, I noticed.
Yes, just now. And we kind of got screwed on that because usually those come out on... Last week, they came out on a Wednesday. Every other ice season before this was on a Tuesday. Well, now we got it today, which is Thursday, but the timer's a day short.
So we have I didn't notice it was short.
Yeah, 6 days to get 1,000 ices.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's going to be hard for a lot of people.
Drink up.
Yeah.
Drink it.
So I bet you they just forgot to turn it on yesterday.
They'll probably correct it tomorrow when enough people complain.
Maybe or add another day. They really should. And then they should
gold mystery bags or something.
Set up a system. Yeah, those carnival mystery bags. We talked about them on the last show.
Right.
They turned them off on like Monday. And like Mardi Gras and all the carnival and whatever you want to call
it. Well, yeah, Fat Tuesday was the day after.
I know. Wouldn't you think they would leave them for Fat Tuesday?
You would think.
That was rude, I thought.
A good day to do that.
That took away from their purpose, I think. If they were to be given to us to celebrate Mardi Gras, they take them away before the big day.
No fun. Fun suckers.
I know.
Mm-hmm. And, you got anything else?
No, I think that's good. I mean, there's little stuff here and there, but I think we can leave it at that.
That's what she said.
I'll try not to be too boring.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
Good luck
to
you.
Easy being me.
Yeah, exactly.
So we'll get to have a family life.
Yeah, what's up in the family life, Chester?
Well, he took his boys to scouts this week, and
I did. It's been a ton of scout stuff, actually.
See? Told you. That's what happened in the family life.
I'd like to hear about real world stuff. I'm closer and closer to it.
I know. Cool.
I'm get my way up to the real world. Since I don't have an internet connection, I might be closer than I think.
You might find you enjoy it. I found when they weren't pushing events at us, it was kind of nice to not have to worry about everything.
I do feel a lot more relaxed about finishing things and stuff. I definitely am a lot less addicted than I used to be.
Stuff?
Mm-hmm. Stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it truly is. It's nice to not have to deal with 50,000 things, because I look at what the family has to do now, and within MIG there'll be a post of here, this is happening right now, we have to do this, you have to do all these things just to keep the family moving, or the family will fall behind.
Yeah,
and
you get all that
just,
pressure.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. It truly is sad.
So, but I kind of like the way you handle it, is that you've never just all out quit, is that you come in, you have some fun, stir up stuff, cause some problems, get us into a fight, and then disappear. So, seems to work for you to not really be here, but come in and start shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you got to do. You got to get in here, you got to have fun, you know?
We had some fun this week in MIG. We had a revisited an old battle with EFC, with
the Goatfather.
With the Goatfather, and it was kind of a nice little flashback, and old MIGs were posted on my wall because they were jealous of my ices. That's probably the most fun I've had in a long time in MIG, or not in MIG, but in Mafia Wars, I should say.
I heard about that.
From the Goatfather?
No, from you.
It was fun.
The Goatfather is not a bad thing, right?
No.
Okay, he
it's
likes
a term of endearment.
Okay.
Does it really matter if he likes it? We're calling him that anyway. We really don't care who likes what. You can call what we call you.
Exactly. No, it's not a bad thing at all. Right, Chester? Maybe.
Everybody. Screw him.
So, anything else fun?
You know, I don't see anything fun. Why don't we get Mikey out of the hopper for a minute and ask him if he sees anything in the family life?
Do you have a specific question before I bring him out of the hopper?
Well, yeah. I want to know what is he actually posting every day that other families might want to do.
Well, all the other families steal the links and everything, so I guess you're asking Mike and not me, though.
Who has the key?
Yeah.
Chester had the key.
We haven't had him out in forever.
Yeah, I don't know if I like to bring him out, though. He scares me.
What she said.
That's exactly what she said. Whose phone's ringing now? Is that Mikey?
Mike's. That's why he's
muted. That's why we don't take him out of the hospital.
Rebel tech support. Can I help you?
I think we've lost our connection.
Crack a radio.
Moving on to the shout-outs.
Yep. Who's got a shout-out? I'm going to give a shout-out to Mike Nestor. What do you got, Pete?
I'm going to give a shout-out to Bob Ravellas. He was the one that made
Bob's
that
uncle.
He's the one that made that comment about he listened for the first time and he said we were boring. So my shout out is to him. Hopefully he'll listen again and we've provided him with more information and some insight into why we talk about scripts and why we talk about the things we do on this show.
And let us know what you'd like to hear more about.
Yeah.
And it's not like the content we talk about is very exciting. So I don't know how we could make it more exciting other than do more Trader No-Go spoofs.
Makeup words, I don't know. We did the drinking game. What more do you want?
We have made up words. Spock.
We have made up words. We'll try harder.
Yeah. So anyway.
Jennifer, shout out.
Oh, my shout out is all just the fans on the Mafia Wars Loot Lady fan page. We're almost to 50,000.
Oh, wow.
So that should be exciting. Yeah, we're going to try to do a giveaway or something. I might get a $50 gift card.
50,000 what?
Fans.
Mafia Wars.
I mean, that's not a whole lot when you look at Spockholm has like 300,000, but.
Got to start somewhere.
We do.
We're like 286 or something like that now.
Yeah, because you have a like button on all your scripts.
You got to like them to use them.
I have to pay you to put one.
Well, we don't force them.
No.
It's all, just everything's personal choice and decisions.
I think I have 20 like buttons on my blog.
All on the same page.
Yeah.
My blog doesn't do so well.
If you like this article, then like my fan page. If you like this article, then like my fan page.
And I added a one-time pop-up, too. And it works, I'm telling you. I did get some backlash from it.
That you've Zynga'd them?
Yeah, they said, are you trying to be like Zynga now? But it's one time. You'll get it once every 60 days. And all you have to do is press enter and it will go away. It's not an intrusive pop-up. But it was down for a couple of days and we didn't get as much growth. And I put it back.
Oh, dear.
That's funny.
Chester, do you have a shout-out? Gonna rescue Jen.
Well, that's wrong because y'all like stole my pee. Yeah, I do have a shout-out. I'll give a shout-out to, of course, my Miglet. But to the goat father. I couldn't, but dude, that's a sheep.
Don't they sound the same?
Farm animals. It's still a farm animal.
It's a goat, dude.
He can tell us by listening.
Goat bleats, doesn't it?
Yes.
Dude, what?
Goat bleats.
That's what that's called.
Yeah, bleeding. They bleat. I thought it sort of sounds like a sheep.
It was uplifting war. I enjoyed it.
I don't know. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Goats are honorable warriors.
Goat father, and it's funny because he thought that he had some big boy britches.
Well, rams, grown up male goats. They fight.
They, like,
they fight
friends to the honey badger.
Well, they fight rough, don't they? Whatever.
Well, that's the college team here in Colorado are the Rams, and they think they're tough. So
yeah.
Of course, my daughter's high school were black sheep. Isn't that funny? They were lambkins.
Their actual mascot was a sheep?
Yeah, they were called the lambkins. And there's even a plaque inside their school that is a commemorative plaque because they made it to the top 10 worst school mascots on David Letterman once.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, cool.
Well done.
They're really proud of it. So the football team used to take a lot of slack about it, so they would call themselves the black sheep, but only on the football team. The rest were still lambkins.
Oh.
Pretty tough. Better watch out. I don't live there anymore, so we're in tougher territory now. Anyway, well, I guess that's a wrap.
Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first. I wanna cross, get them crashing to the-